Joe, we're here in your office in the newly remodeled Browns facility. A lot has been said about the changing culture within the organization. We all know this doesn't happen overnight, but how do you think it's been going so far?
You know, I'm very excited about it. We've changed a lot of people, so that brings a fresh energy. I think the physical space could be used to kind of add to that kind of excitement, that fresh start feeling that you want to have. And I think anybody walking in the office just feels like, wow, there's just real buzz here. There's an energy. People are excited. I think there's a real optimism, too. I think we are all aware it's not going to happen in a minute, but they're confident we're going to get where we're trying to get to.
It's only the preseason, but this team has performed well in all phases in a couple of games. What's your biggest takeaway so far?
Well, I mean, I think I've been saying that the keys to me are to see the coaches implementing their scheme and to see the players play hard and the development of the young players that we're counting on as we move forward. For me, that's the key for the whole season. I want to win every game we possibly can. I'm competitive to a fault. But I'm focused on those three elements. And I think so far, as to the extent you can tell those things in preseason, we're seeing some good things.
Weak, looking left, goes to the middle. Cameron's got it! Touchdown!
When Rob Gronkowski officially named Brandon Weeden the starting quarterback, he said Brandon had the trust of the organization. How did he go about earning that?
Well, I think it started with how he handled the offseason. I mean, he came in here with a determination, a work ethic, a desire to kind of prove he deserved the job. It seemed like a real excitement about wanting the job. And I think as we went through and made some player acquisitions, went through the draft, saw the schemes start to get implemented, I think his passion for the job and his optimism about the team increased. And that showed to the rest of the team, to the coaches. And then he just went out on the field and clearly is a guy that's made progress.
Describe your vision of how you see this team coming together, not only for this season, but beyond. And how does analytics figure into all of this?
Well, I think the team's going to come together in the way we've described, of building a team from top to bottom of players that are very high character in terms of their work ethic and their competitive, their desire to be the best they can be and be part of something that wins. And I think we've started that ball rolling, and we're going to continue to have to do that and stay disciplined about it. And to finish that job is going to take a little bit of time. I think the aspect of analytics is something that I don't think you can be in sports today without looking at analytics, realizing its appropriate role, by the way. It's never going to tell you who to pick. It's just going to help you increase your odds. And utilizing that as one of the tools. And frankly, in a league with a cap, there's only a limited number of tools in which you can actually create a competitive advantage other than just trying to make better decisions. To get good and stay good is to take advantage of things like analytics and create a competitive advantage in those areas. And we've been working at that. I started doing analytics with a group of people in Philadelphia 17, 18 years ago. So we have a good analytic team here, and we're going to continue to make that part of what we do.